KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
eThekwini Municipality has closed down two Umhlanga beaches after the discovery of unidentified round objects in the sand. Authorities were alerted after a video began circulating on social media this week. In the footage, an unidentified person shows what appears to be balls mixed with beach sand at Umhlanga Main Beach. The individual claims that the objects could be dog feces. eThekwini spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says samples have been sent for testing.
Umhlanga Main Beach and Bronze Beach has been closed until further notice as a precautionary measure, while the eThekwini Water and Sanitation Units, as well as the scientists, conduct an analysis from the samples of the balls taken at the beach.
A top official in the KZN Public Works Department has been sacked for corruption amounting to over R1 billion. In a statement, the department says officials picked up discrepancies in the procurement processes involving a certain consulting company in September last year. An investigation was launched and found that the company had 29 department-issued contracts. The department spokesperson Steve Bengu says the official is from the Pietermaritzburg office.
The official was also found guilty and dismissed on a further second charge, which includes his failure to implement the department's cell phone policy and keeping a database of issued official mobile devices, resulting in 57 active cell phone contracts still being paid for issued to employees who have since left.
Anna Chatsworth, councillor, has described the ongoing illegal dumping at the local garden refuse site as a health hazard. Ward 70 councillor Tony Govender says the issue began during the festive season and is spiralling out of control.
It's causing a huge infestation of rodents, since the odor, the blockages of the stormwater system. Whenever it rains, the road gets flooded. All those refuse and stuff get washed down the street. It has become a total eyesore, something that is totally unacceptable, which the municipality has erred very, very badly over the years.
And abroad, tens of thousands of people in Los Angeles are trying to leave an area affected by huge wildfires. The governor of California has declared a state of emergency following fires which began last night. It's ripped through the upmarket Pacific Palisades, and officials predict the situation in LA could get worse. Correspondent Martha Kellner is there and says the weather means planes cannot carry water.
Winds could reach up to 100 miles per hour, which are making it incredibly difficult for firefighters to tackle. You can hear the popping sounds here as another building, another home, another business catches fire.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Under 19 SA squad has been named for youth ODIs and test against England. Loads of football on the cards today with Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, as well as AmaZulu in action today. British tennis player Harriet Dart is now just one win away from reaching the main draw of the Australian Open for the first time in 6 years.